Morning, we're Masechet Psachim, Daf Dalet, and we're starting on the Amud, and you can see in front of you over here, I put up a bit of a family tree. Now, I'll be honest with you, I found this in my Gemara from the last time round of Daf Yomi, so I was quite excited when I saw it. If you look very quickly, before we actually get into the Daf, you look here, you see on the top I've got there, on the left, Abba Imma, and then Abba Imma. Okay, that's mother, father, for those of you who have understood that, right? And underneath, so if you look, we've got two sets of parents. We've got in the middle, mother and father, and they've got a son, Rabbi Chia. Then the mother, with another husband, had a child, and that says Achot, that sister. And the father, with another mother, had a child, and that says Ach, that's brother. So Rabbi Chia has got a half brother from his father, and a half sister from his mother. And the two of those half siblings of his got married and they had a child called Rav. You got it? So Rabbi Chia and Rav's father and mother are brothers. Okay? Rabbi Chia's mother and father aren't related at all. But Rabbi Chia is a half brother to Rav's mother and a half brother to Rav's father. And then another whole bunch of children as well. Okay? So that is the... So now we start off on the Amud. So now we understand the relation. The Gemara like this: Rav Bar Achuad Rav Chia Ubar Achte. Right. So Rav was Bar Achuad Rav Chia Ubar Achte. He was the son of his father's brother. The son of his father's brother Chia. In other words, Chia was his uncle, and his mother. They were basically both his uncle and aunt. His mother and father were also his uncle and aunt. Right. Look at Rashi Avia. Rav Bar Achua Bar Achte Rav Chia Habe. Ivo, that's Aviv Shor Rav. So Rav's father, Ivo, was Achiv Shor Rav Chia Ayamina from the father's side. Can I remember Perek Kamen Sanhedrin? We'll see it in Sanhedrin. Ivo. Vetana Shilo, we learned there. Shilo, Vemarta, Vrabi Chia. Okay, so that's Ivo, Vechana. I got it all wrong here. Ivo, Vechana, Veshila, Umarta. So those were four siblings. V'Rabbi Chia and the fifth sibling, Kulu b'nei Rabbi Acha mikafre havu. They're all from the same family. V'Ema, and Ema was Shata Imo Sharav, his mother. Achoto Rabbi Chia hayta mina Eim. She was. So there was a whole bunch of siblings on the father's side. There was one sibling, Emo, the mother, on the mother's side, and then the father and mother got married, and they had Rav. Okay, so Amor and Ivor got married, and Amor and Ivor were basically had common brothers between them, and Chia was one of them. Okay, so Rabbi Chia for us is the important one. Rabbi Chia, big shot. We know Rabbi Chia is a serious guy. Rav, next generation, also very, very serious. So you can see that Rabbi Chia was Rav's uncle, and both his mother and his father related to Rabbi Chia from their parents at the top. Right, so now Rav Barachud Rabbi Chia Barachte Kisalik Lahatam, right? Which says yeah, Kisalik. Rashi is remember this is all coming on the back of what we learned yesterday about speaking in the Lashon Nekia, and we quoted the pasuk Motzi Dibahu Ksil. A person who says bad things is a fool. And the question is, if we asked, is the chita good, is the wheat good, and it was bad, etc. So now, the reason the Gemara is giving this whole story is to place Rav in the context of his family. So he arrives now in this town. Kisarik Rav Miror Bavel. He left Bavel. Le'eretz Yisrael went to Eretz Yisrael. Shayar Rabbi Chia went to his uncle. He went to his uncle Rabbi Chia in Eretz Yisrael. Now, they never had Zoom. They never had Facebook. They never had WhatsApp. They never had internet. They never had telephones. So the communication was communication with shlichim, with letters, etc. So people never knew what was going on. When you're learning Hilchot Avodah, we'll see it in a moment, and you'll come across a term just now, later in this daf, called Shmu'ah Rechokah. So what is Shmu'ah Rechokah? Shmu'ah Rechokah means that you heard after 30 days of the death that one of your family died, and you an Avel that you would sit shiva for, or mit Abel for. You got to suddenly get into Avelut. But there's this concept of Shmu'ah Rechokah. Today it's hardly happened. Today you've heard about it before the guy died, you already know that he died. That's how quick things are. Okay? So it's a completely different mindset. So now Rabbi Chia, Rav arrives in Eretz Yisrael, and he meets Rabbi Chia now, who's his uncle. Remember, Rabbi Chia is now related to his mother and to his father. So Amar Le, so Rabbi Chia says to him, Ivo Kayam, How's Ivo? How's my brother Ivo? Is he okay? Is he alive? So Amar Lei, so Rabbi Rav, I don't want to say to Rabbi Chia that his father's dead. Right? Rashi says, Rabbi Chia, Rav, Ivo Avich, hu kayam? So Amar Lei, so Rav says to him, Eime kayemet? Is Eime kayemet? Right? Now, let me tell you this important. The Rabbeinu Chananya over here has a slightly different version to Rashi. Because the way that Rashi is explaining it is, Rashi is explaining it that Rabbi Chia is asking about his brother and sister. Okay? So that's why it says here, Eime kaya belashon sheila. Look at Rashi, in a question. Klomar, ad shata mashil al avi, until you ask me about my father, Ivo, sh'alani mi, ask about my mother, sh'afi achotcha, he's also your sister. Why ask him about my father? In other words, Rav didn't want to tell him that his father was dead. So he said, why ask about my father, ask about my mother? So I'll give it to Rabbi Chanan in a second. So, so he says, okay, you're right, good question. Is Ema? Now Ema could be Ema. You see that? Because her name was Ema. So it could be Ema. Explain to you that's what Chanan understands. He says, Ema Kayemet. Kayemet's Amarle. Ivo Kayam? He says, what is Ivo Kayam? Which Rav doesn't want to tell him straight out that his mother and father are both dead, so he keeps on going around in circles. So Amar Leila Shamei, suddenly he realized what's going on over here. Rabbi Chia says to his Shamas, Chalotzli min Ali, take off my shoes, V'olich klai achara lebed amerchatz. Now this is very significant to what's going on over here. The first thing he says is, take off my shoes. And Avel has to take off his shoes. Choletz na'alav, take off his shoes. But nonetheless, straight off to take off his shoes, he led him to the bathhouse. To the bathhouse. Now, before we just take off a second, because it's worth it, because I mean, Rabbi Chanan is very important, Pairush, and it's interesting to see how he learned the sugya differently to Rashi. So thus, you got Rabbi Chanan in your daf. Look at Rabbi Chanan, yeah? So, Rabbi Chia sha'al le'rav ben achiv, shu gam ben achoto, also his nephew on his brother's side and his sister's side, keshalal eretz Yisrael, when he came to Yisrael, amar le, abba kayam, he says, abba kayam, now Rashi understood abba kayam, meaning your father, Rav, meaning Rabbi Ivo. Rabbi Chanan understood it, he said, abba kayam, klomar avichai, is my father kayam? Rabbi Chia was asking about his father, about Rav's grandfather. Right? Avichai, who lo bikesh, Avichai, who lo bikesh Rav lomar lo kimet, o lo amar lo avi, shelichai, klomar avich, eno chai, uvechen yishiv lo al imo, mi eminyan ze. So, Rav asked about his mother, who's your sister. But Rav Anuchanan understood when he said, it wasn't Ivo chai, he answered it was Avikayam. That's the version of Rabbi Chanan. So it's quite interesting to see that. And Tosfot brings Rabbi Chanan. That's where I saw it. Look in the Tosfot there. It says there, Kayam zot girsat perish Rabbi Chanan. Perush Rabbi Chia, sha'al al aviv, imu kayam. V'rabi shivlo sha'al shel rav kayam. V'chein ba'im v'levi girsat mispare b'chei sha'al al aviv, imu kayam. V'shivlo rav ima kayemet. Perush ima. The bottom, the same idea, but interesting, there were two different girsas over here, and you can understand why there are two different girsas, because Ema and Ima and Ivo and Abba, you know, it could all be mixed up. But the bottom line is that he understood that they were dead, and it was a Shmua Rechoka. He hadn't heard about it for a long time, more than 30 years had passed. So he said to his Shamas, Chalutz min aluk Rashi, lit Abel al achi va achoti. That's Rashi's going in that version. Rashi's going after the brother and sister. And what's the idea of Bel Amerchatz? He wanted his Talmudim to realize this, says Rashi. She'ein shmua rechoka shelachar shloshim yom. That's the concept. It's important to know. The word shmua rechoka means after 30 days. So if you hear that someone died after 30 days, there's seven people meet to write that you've got to admit a bell for, right? We won't get it. It's not the right time. We'll discuss it more at Katan. But basically, okay, I can't resist. In a very short, it's your mother, your father, your sister, your brother, your wife, your son, and your daughter. Those are the seven people that you have in Torah to meet Abel for. Now, your father, the brother, yes, your father from your brother, and the mother, the brother from your father's side, and your sister from your father's side, who's unmarried. That's midoraita. Chachamim added, your brother, even if it's from your mother, and your sister, also from your mother, and even if your sister's married already. So today we know egg people said shiva on their sister, even if she's married. Min haTorah, it's kind of min haTorah, because the whole concept of midorah of availut is a machloket, if there's any availut min haTorah, if it's only nasmachta. But the bottom line is, you learn from the same thing as mitamei, and that we learned about. Who a kohen is nitmat for, a kohen can only mitamei to his seven avei, to his seven relatives. Those same relatives are the ones that you meet up, that you have availed for. Okay. So now, says over here, Shema min haklat. We learn three things from this, says the Gemara. Shema min haklat. The first thing we learn is avel asur binat hasandal, that an avel can't wear shoes, can't wear leather shoes. Rav said to his, Rabbi Chia said to his shamas, take off my shoes. The third thing, the second thing we learn is shmua rechoka and lohegin leyom echad. That when you hear about a shmua rechoka, it's only one day. You only have one day. Now here comes the interesting one. And more than that, v'shma mina, the third thing we learn from this incident with Rabbi Chia is miktzat hayom kekulo. That a little bit of the day is as if it's a whole day itself. We saw that Rabbi Chia didn't stick around. He said, take off my shoes. And once he took off his shoes, he said, go to the Bata Merchatz. Right? Go straight to the Merchatz. Now, you know, Avil doesn't go to the bathhouse. So we see from over here, from Rabbi Chia's behavior, he took off his shoes, obviously sat shiva for a few minutes, whatever the case was, sat down on the floor, was a bit of an Avil, got up, and then went to the bath. So mix up your Makulo. What?
He didn't cut Kriya, though.
You can assume he did Kriya. A good point. So it's a good point. It's a good point. Even Kriya, you do Kriya after 30 days. That's a good one. Okay. So now, the Gemara carries on. Ahu d'amar donu dinai. Remember yesterday, we saw the example yesterday with that goy who came and he spoke too loud and they checked out it was a goy and they killed him. And so the Gemara's like this. Ahu d'amar donu dinai. There's a guy who all the time, whenever he's walking around, he's saying, Donu dine, Donu dine. Look at Rashi over here. Huda amar, davak amar, Donu dine. Bechol davar, masal matan, shayalo im adam. Anytime he had any interaction with people, haya omer, tamid, always say, Bala din, let's go to court. I know someone who, every time you have a dispute, you say, okay, let's go to an arbitrator. The people are like that. I don't want to argue. Let's go to an arbitrator. No, I'm not joking, by the way. It's a philosophy. And he once explained it to me. And this way, there's no hard feelings. Why must we argue? Let's go to a third party. He decides and we stay friends. So that's the Gemara. I've shown this Gemara today, actually. He says, Ahuda amar dono dinei. Right? Ve'eno nishma ledavar. He wouldn't listen to anybody. Ela alpi dayan. He's not interested in dayanim. So amar shma mina mi dan kati. It's like he came from the tribe of Dan. Right? Dichtiv. Because in Dan it says, Dan yadin amor. Right? Kechad shifta Israel. He must be from Dan, because that's a characteristic of Dan. Dan, Yadin Amor, they want everything to be done according to judgment. Ahuda have ka'azil v'amar. Another type of behavior the Gemara brings. The guy walk around and say, Achiv yama asisnai birata. So what's this? I don't think anybody understands what this is. Rashi explains over here, Achiv yama asisnai birata, etaken bironot. So I don't know, there's build like towns, whatever. Ima yuli paltin livnot. If I had things to what to build on. If I had the resources, I only build them on the sea. He loves the water. And then he got to the sea, he'd be very excited. And he found in the Chuvus of the Gaonim, what does it mean? Akif yama asna berata. Uperush kachaya. Mishtabeach, I mean, get excited in the sea. Veomer tamid, snaim shal svat hayam, broshim hayim mokvot acherim. Like little, he says, little snae, like a, what do you call it? Not a hedge, what's the word? No, a bush. Like a little bush on the sea is like a brosh anywhere else. In other words, it'd rather be a small brosh on the sea than a small snae on the sea than being a brosh somewhere, a big high tree somewhere else. But Lashon Zeh Hagun Rashi, he likes it, Lashon. Sneh B'Lashon Rami, Asna B'Rosh Baruta. Okay, so he says this idea, big talk about the sea. The sea is the great place to be, whatever the case was. Gemara says, Batku Vashkechu, they found out, Mizvulun Ka'ati. He came from Zvulun. Okay, he had the Gerwa Dichtiv Zvulun Lachof Yamim Yishkon. Zvulun are natural sea dwellers, and therefore, obviously, in his blood, he got very excited about the sea. And I'm hesitating whether to say, well, I'll say it anyhow. He's my father's still here. My father's still here, yeah. I can tell you that there is something to this. I don't know if you remember this, Dad. My father grew up on a farm. I was once driving with him many, many years ago to a farm. And he stopped on the side of the road and got out and picked up some sand. He got very excited about the type of soil that there was on the floor. It meant absolutely nothing to me, but when you grew up on a farm, so you get very excited about the soil. That's the same thing over here. Okay, let's go. But now the Gemara says, "V'hashta de kaima lande kule alma or urtahu." The Gemara says, now that everybody agrees that or is urta, is nata, right? So michti bein Rabbi Yehuda ubein Rabbi Meir. So now both Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Meir chametz eno asur ele mishesh otu lemala. Right. So now everybody agrees that ur is nata. And when do you do bedikat chametz? Do bedikat chametz on the night of the 14th. Right. And we know that everybody agrees also that chametz is only asur on the 14th day itself from sheish otu lemala. So v'nivdok b'shit. I don't understand why are we doing bedika the night before. We should do bedika at the six hours of the day. But everybody, everybody agrees that or is not. But I don't understand why. Everyone also agrees that asur only chametz only asur on the 6 hour. So why are we doing bedika on the night before? Do bedika at the 6 hour in the morning. Makes much more sense. So he wants to the chitaim is using makdimim le mitzvot. If you want to tell me no, you can't do that. Why? Because we've got a cloud. It's using makdimim le mitzvot. People who are enthusiastic, they get up and they do it very quickly. See if that's the case. He wants to say, fine. You want to tell me it's using nivdok mitzafra? So do bedik in the morning. So wake up in the morning and do bedik in the morning. Tichtiu yom hashmini yimol basar lato. Right? And it says that you got to have a bris on the 8th day. Yom hashmini. Vatanya kol yom kulo. And we know that the whole day is good for Mila. But we know from Abba that Abba got up in the morning early to go to the Arkada. So therefore we tend to do the Brit Mila as early as possible. That's why in the Yeshiva world, for example, there was a bris early in the morning, so after Shachrit. That's the thing, having a bris in the afternoon, late afternoon. Although people do, but I'm saying the idea is to have it as early as possible. So maybe you want to say that. And then we should then do it very early. So Amar Rav Nachman Yitzchak b'sha'ah she'bnei Adam mitzvim b'atehem. He says, no, you want to do bedika when people are at home, when people are in their houses, when they're relaxed. The morning's not a relaxed time to go and do bedika. Everybody knows. The morning you're rushing. You say that a minute in the morning is like an hour in the day in my house. That was the expression when I was growing up. Minute in the morning is so you haven't got time. You want to, but or haner, another reason says the Gemara, or haner, yafil bedika, right? You want the candle, it's good for bedika. So you want to, when people are there, and you want to have it at a candle time. Look at Rashi over here, Rashi, the very last narrow line. For haner, yafil bedika, balayla, says Rashi. Aval bayom machshich, but it doesn't work so well. V'im tomar yivdok lo rayom. So then Rashi says over here, well, maybe you should say the very first wide lines at the bottom there. Maybe you should say, check according to the daylight. But how you feel in the kama, we'll see later on. Michipus shemitzvato b'ner. We'll see that on Davab. We'll see later on. In 2 days' time, it's actually a mitzvah to do it b'ner. There's an interesting, Baruch Shir last night, he brought the Yerushalmi, but I saw this morning in the Stanzalt that there's actually a nice idea of doing bedikah with a candle at night. Because this way you have the whole of Pesach is Shamur. Now we've got Indian of Shmura Matzah, of the Korban Pesach being Shamur the whole day on the 14th. So you have the Shmira already at night. You're starting to Lishmur on everything, both the Bedikah and the day and the Korban Pesach and the Matzah is all Shamur in one big gap. We'll see that on Daf Vav as well. So that's what the Gemara says. You might have thought during the morning, we want to do it at night. Both night and people are at home. And when it is a better time for Gemara. So the Gemara says like this, Amar Abaya, based on that, and we see that the Bedikah is at the night before. Hilcha Chai Tshubim Rabbanan. So Talmid Chochem, Lo Liftach Be'idnei Be'uta De Kleisar De Nagiyar Beisar. Don't start your Chavruta. If you've got a Chavruta, if you've got a Shir, or you've got some Kviut of your time of learning, don't settle down to start your learning right before Bedikat Chametz on Thursday on the 13th late afternoon. Why? Deal with Mashka and Shmaita. You get so engrossed in your learning. You're able to do the mitzvah in the best way possible. That's quite interesting idea. We're going to see over here for a second now. What you understand here is that Bedikat Chametz, even though we say Zrizim mitzvah, Zrizim Maktim mitzvah, and therefore maybe get up early in the morning and say no, but still, the idea of being doing Bidikat Chametz is at dark, when it starts getting dark. You shouldn't do Bidikat Chametz at 12 o'clock at night. We do it. But the ideal is that as it gets dark, to straight away go and do Bidikat Chametz. That's the Ikar Mitzvah. So even a Talmid Chochem shouldn't start learning unless he gets carried away. Look at the very last lines, at the end of the line of the first lines of Rashi, they're the wide ones. Lo yatchil begirsa im kava et the Torah belot. So a person's got kfiut. He's got a regular chavutah, he's got a regular shir, it doesn't matter. Right? Lo yatchil tasek b'shmait, don't start. Buta de tlesa, no gya baisa. I'm sorry?
Did we cover whether Bidikat Chametz is Doraito or Drabanan?
We haven't. It's a Machloket Rashi Tosfot. It's a Machloket Rashi Tosfot. In fact, most of our Baruch Shir last night was on that subject. It will come in Dav Vav, we'll see it. The one thing I will say while you ask the question, because we didn't discuss it enough, but if you look quickly at the Rashi, go back to Dav Bet Amud Aleph, the first Rashi on the Masechta. It's worthwhile paying attention to that now. Orlar Basar Bodkin Chametz Loraner. Right? The Mishnah says there on the Orlar Basar you do Bedika Chametz Loraner. Look at Rashi. Loraner, but Gemori says on Dav, is that Dav Zayin or Dav Bav? Dav Zayin, but we'll get to it. He says, Mefaresh Taimer, why? Bodkin Shaloya Avor Alav Beval Yirae Uval Yimatse. There's a one of the loving, we said at the beginning, remember introduction to the Shir, we said the Holon of Isurim, the Holon of Mitzvahs, with regards to Pesach. We said there are 24 mitzvahs in this Masechta. And we said with regards to Chametz and Israel, there were 3 mitzvahs Asa and 5 mitzvot Lo Taseh. We've got Bal Yirem, Bal Yimatse. And Isur Doraita, to either have Chometz in your possession or to see Chometz that's yours. So Rashi's saying over here, then why do you do Bedikat Chametz? You do Bedikat Chametz, so you aren't over on Bal Yirem, Bal Yimatse. The Rishonim all understand Rashi. And what Rashi's saying is that it's a mitzvah Doraita, to have it. In fact, if you take 1 second, I know we're running out of time, but look at the Tosfot there on Daf Bet there. It says, Purusha Kontras, Shlola Vora La Vibali Vali Matze. That's what Rashi says. You got to do it. It seems to be that the Aura says it's a mitzvah Doraita. If you do Bedikat Chametz, you aren't over in Bari Vali Matze. Says Tosfot, the Kashidari, Kevin de Tsarich Bitul Kedamer Begemora, Daf Vav, we'll see, Abodek Shrich Shivatel. Umidoraita, the bitul ba'amesagi. For as far as the Torah is concerned, it's good enough just to do bitul, to do annulment of the chometz. Why do the bedika? Why does Rashi say you got to do bedikat chometz midoraita? If it's good enough midoraita, just do bitul. Doesn't make any sense. But we'll get to it more on Davav. But that, since you asked the question, it was worth mentioning because I never really paid much attention to that when we learned the Mishnah. Okay, let's carry on. So now we're back in the Gemara. So see, have Amr Amla Abaya. So now Akasha was asked of Nachman by Yitzchak. Hamaskir by the Chaver bar Basar. This is a classic question. You rent a house to a person on the 14th. In other words, he's getting possession on the 14th. Al mi livdok? Who's chayiv in bedika? Al hamaskir livdok? Should the maskir, the guy who owns the house, the renter, should he check it? Why the Chaver did that? At the end of the day, the chometz there is his chometz. Why am I checking your chometz, right? Or Dilma la socher, maybe the tenant. He should be the one checking. Why? The isura birshut ekai. Because into that, bali rebali matzeh. Once you take over the house, you take over the chometz as well. And now the isura is yours. The chometz is in your reshut. Right? It's in your reshut. Look at Rashi Aviyah. Birshut ekai. Sharei ata na habayit shelo. It's his house now. What, Robert? Right, so that's a Gemara's question. So Toshma, let's try and learn the answer here from a Braita. And he quotes a Braita over here. It's given by Metzia. It's like this. Amaskir bait lechaveiro, a person who rents out to his friend. Alasocher lasot a mezuzah. Who puts up a mezuzah? The tenant puts up a mezuzah. So maybe we said the same thing over here. There the tenant puts up a mezuzah. So too over here. Who puts up the mezuzah? Who should do the bedika? The tenant. The Gemara says, what are you talking about? Hatam ha'amarav mishar shir mezuzah chovat hadari. There, why does a tenant put up the mezuzah? Because chovat hadar. Look at Rashi, yeah? The fourth wide lines of Rashi. There, chovat hadar lefi shehi mishmarto. He's guarding him. Uchtiv beitecha, your house. Biatcha nichnas v'yotzei ba. You biat beitecha. He's from bi'ah v'yotzia. You come and you go. And who's coming and you going? You. Aval hacha, says Rashi, b'dikat chametz d'rabanan. B'dikat chametz is d'rabanan. You see that, Robert? This is interesting because Rashi, everybody understood Rashi in the first Mishnah that Bedikat Chametz was a Doraita. Now Rashi himself is saying over here, but Dikat Chametz de Rabbanan, Di Mishum Baal Yira Baal Matze, Ha Amalekama, the second of Bitu Ba'aba. Yes, Rashi is answering the same question that Tosfot asked on Rashi. You with me? It's a little bit confusing this, right? Right, I masiach datem in a mashvele kafra, v'amar kol chamir devata hadin, it's the whole version, v'rabananu de itzruch bedika, v'ashtek yai gavni mi bailei, torech ze al mi mutal. So he says, actually, the bottom line is, end of the day, he's questioning like us. If we're going to say that it's his, maybe not, maybe except for mezuzah, there's an isur, there's a mitzvah doraita of hadar, he's guarding him, he had the bedika, it's not his chometz, why are we making this guy do the tirchas? Rashi says, that's the question over here, who do we make do the tirchas? Who's the work, who has to do the work? So we haven't really answered the question. Right? He's not a Muda Amma Shashir Mazuzah. So it's Amma Le Rab Nachma Yitzchak Tanina. Let's try and see if we can answer about that. I'm asking about the Chaveiro. It's got a brighter. You don't have to ask your friend. Im Ad Shlo Masar Lo Maftechot. If you haven't yet handed over the keys, Chal Arba Sar and the 14th comes, Ala Maskir Livdok. Then the Maskir has to do the Bedika. Im Mishe Masar Lo Maftechot. If you handed over the keys, Chal Arba Sar and the 14th comes, Ala Socher Livdok. So it all depends when you get the house. It's not a question of when your lease is or when you've done the deal. The question is when you actually get access to the house. Once you get access to the house, it becomes your responsibility. If you take possession before the 14th of Nisan, you have to do bedikah. So by the name of Nachman by Yitzchak. Another question now. So now a second ago, we had by the name of Nachman Yitzchak. Now another question asked to him. Now you rented the house on the 14th. Okay, I'm assuming you got the keys on the 14th. So the question is, cheskato baduk or ain cheskato baduk? What's the chazoka? What's the assumed position? Do we say that you got to do bedika? Or did we assume that the guy who's renting you the house is a Jew and he's not going to rent your house for the chometz on the 14th of Pesach? Remember, last night he had to do bedika. Or Lar Basar. And now on the 14th you come to get the house. So the guy didn't do bedikah last night. The Gemara says, Lamai Naf Kamina, what's the problem? I don't understand. Lishale, ask the guy. What's the problem? The guy said, tell me this now. Did you check that? Did you do bedikah? What were the chazokas for? The Gemara says, no, they're late. You're not around, you can't ask him. So now the Gemara says, now the question is saying, Li Truche Lahaimai. Where's the tircha? Right? So Amar Rav Nachman by Yitzchak. So he was asked the kashya, right? We said there, Bayu Minei Rav Yitzchak. Rav Nachman asks, he answers himself. He says, "Ni too, we've learned. Hakol ne'emanim al biru chametz. Everybody is ne'eman when it comes to biru chametz. We trust everybody, right? Afilu nashim, afilu avadim, afilu ketanim. Even and now, the reason why the girl is bringing all these people over here, which is afilu, is because as a rule." Eved, Isha, and Katan aren't ne'emanim be'edut. So when they're telling you that the house had done bedika, it's the top of an edut. So maybe we might have a half a minute to think we don't trust them. Not we don't trust, we don't rely on them for edut purposes. The Quran says, my time in him, why do we trust them all? The Rashi says, the second last answer of Rashi, ha lav b'nei asud, these aren't people who can give edut. Lav mishum de b'lav amira didehu nami mechaskina le baduk. He says, it's not a question we don't believe them. Gemara says an amazing thing. He says that when it comes to bedikat chametz, everybody is a chaver. Right? Even if they are amaratzim with regards to other mitzvahs, it seems that bedikat chametz is so serious that everybody is a chaver when it comes to bedikat chametz. So it's not a question that we don't trust them. Just the question is, how do we rely on them? And from an Eidah point of view, mom and that, so Gemara says, why do we rely on them? Lav mishum de cheskato baduk? Isn't it because the chazoka? He has the answer to our question. Our question was, somewhere in your house on the 14th, is it a chazoka baduk or not? Even if we trust women and children and our body, it must be because there's a chazoka that the house is baduk. Why the kasavra? Hakol chaverim heim etzel bedikat chametz. The Gemara says it itself over here. Look at Rashi here. Hakol chaverim etzel bedikat vafilu ama aretz ubedavar shu muchzak chaver mechaskinan lei shelo avar zmano ad she'asau. That's what I wanted to say. Why do we trust the nashim and the avarim the ketanim? Because obviously the answer is to the question. The house is baduk becheskat bedikat. The Tanya, the growing is a brighter. From our Masech later on, Tanya, chaver shemet vehiniach megura melea peirot chaver. Now chaver is a stat, is a status, right? It's actually a status I saw in the Shtantal this morning in the Harot there that he mentions that it appears that the Chaverim would become a Chaver through some sort of ceremony. There'd be a tekes. It wasn't just that you were a Chaver. You'd be in, what's the word, where you like become into like the lodge, they induct you. I think that's the word. You'd like be inducted into the guild of Chaverim. And people knew that you were a Chaver. And a Chaver, he says there, why would people become Chaverim? Because they took upon themselves a certain chumrah with regard to mitzvahs that weren't normally kept by the people. They were mezalzel. So, Truman Maaseh, classic example. Right? People might put on Truman Maaseh. But then when we said that in Amaretz, we had the din there of even Amaretz would take Truman, but maybe not Maaseh Rish or Maaseh Shani, whatever. That's why you do Teva, you may be out of Brocha, whatever the case is. Right? But a Chaver. So now he says over here, the Tanya Chaver Shemait Ve'inichem Girubilem, parrot left a drawer full of fruit, Afilu Hen B'nei Yoman. Even if they were freshly picked fruit from that day, and he died that day, Hein Hein B'cheskat B'tukani. We assume that therefore that you eat the fruits because a Chaver. He wouldn't bring it into his house without taking Truma Maaseh first. So Gemara says to be my, what are you talking about? Deal Mish'ani Achem Yishum De'kamre Hanek. Maybe the only reason you can say it, you want to tell me that the answer is, our question was, is it a chazoka there on the 14th, the house is baduk or not? And we said, why can we say yes? Because you can trust a woman and an eved and a katan normally couldn't trust. So therefore, it must be becheskat bedik. What are you talking about? Maybe the reason that you can rely on the house is not because the becheskat bedik, because that one told you. That part is speaking about a case where you were told by one of the people in the house. And because they're all a chaveirim, that's why you can trust them. It has nothing to do with the chazoka of the house being baduk or not. So the Gemara says, no. Now it's a dechia, and now we're being doche the dechia. Okay, now we're going to sort of like say, no, what you said isn't right. You can't disprove me. Atu amira dahane midi mashasha itpe. See, wait a minute. They're telling us, and therefore it's got something. There's something mashasha, there's something mamashi. There's value to what they're saying. They aren't sharing for edut. That can't be the reason because a woman and an eved and a katan told me that. Elamaz, what's the story? The cheskato baduk. Are you telling me that the reason is because of the cheskato? Because the hashirik chazir high hakol ne'emanim. But what did the brightness say? Look at the answer. B'chiyasin Rabbi Nachman bar Yitzchak t'nitua hakol ne'emanim. Everybody's ne'eman. We can trust people. He never said there that the house is baduk. He said, why can we assume that it's baduk? Because one of them told you that it's baduk. And the lasher and the brighter is hakol ne'emanim. They're all trustworthy to believe them. When you say someone's trustworthy, it means he told you something. Not because there is a chazoka, it's because there's actually something happened in the moment. It's like call their money. And if what you're telling me is correct, then the brighter should have said, kol abatim becheskat bedukin barbasami by that. Should have said the houses, or the brighter shouldn't have said, tanitua hakol ne'emanim. You should tanitua kol abatim barbasam becheskat bedukin. I never said that. So how can you tell me that that's a proof that the house of chazoka? Elamai, it was like a tachlis. He says, so now you tell me it's because they said it, halo amre halilo. And if they never said it, well, then the house is not baduk. If a guy never told you that the house was checked, then you can't rely on it, then you got to check it yourself. Says, if so, if that's the case, tifshot mine de'en cheskato baduk. We've got the answer. See, that's the answer to your question. Your question was, they asked him on the bar, say, is it chazoka baduk or chazoka baduk? According to you, the answer is no. So the one says, no, that's not so simple. Olam emelach eskato baduk. Really, the answer is that they are baduk. We can assume that a person into your house on the 14th is baduk. Why? V'hacha v'may askina, what's the case that we're speaking about particularly? The muchzak lan de lo baduk. The house that you got, actually it was a chazok that it wasn't checked. Now you can have a chazok, you know the landlord hasn't been there for the last 5 years. Nobody's been to this house. You rent a house from somebody, and the agent tells you, just know, no one's lived in the house for 5 years. You don't have to be a genius to work it out. You don't live in the house for 5 years, and the guy lives in another country that no one's done bedikat chametz. That's the case we were speaking about. And then, taka one of these women or Evan or Katan came along and said, just you should know that we did bedikat chametz on that house. And now we could trust them. So he says, what's the chilush avia? What would I have thought? He says, we would have thought under these circumstances that if an ever a katan or an isha told you this, you wouldn't believe them. Why? Because they're not their money for edut. Kamash malan, the chilush avia is, Kevan, the bedikat chametz midrabanan hu. See that, Robert? Yeah, it's actually unbelievable. I'm glad we actually raised the subject because it's made me now more aware of this in the actual sugya. See, since bedikat chametz is a drabanan hu, the midoraita bebitul ba'al mesagi. Now, would have been good enough just to do bitul and say kol chamir vechamir dekamir reshuta etc. Havek afrib the ara is gone. Himnuhu rabanan bedrabanan. When it comes to a mitzvah of Dirabanan, the Dirabanan were neman to these people who midoraita aren't neman for Eidut. So that's why that story over there, when we had the question over here, Rachman Yitzchak, he says, Nitua. So really the answer is, as a rule, we can assume that the house is Baduk. Why? Because everybody's a chaver with regard to Bidikat Chametz. This case we had over here, the Brighter particularly said, I call Ne'emanim, which is an extra halacha, that when you know there's a chazoka that it isn't Baduk, if someone tells you there was Baduk, you can trust them no matter who they were, even if they aren't people who are normally Ksherim Le'edut. Okay, let's move. Ibayilei, another question. Hamaski Bayit Lechaver Becheskat Baduk. Now, you rent a house from somebody, and you're renting it Bechazoka that it's Baduk. Right, the guy lived in the house, he only vacated this morning, and you can assume that there's a chaver, and therefore it should have been done Bedikat Losta. But what happens? But you discover that Taka is not Baduk. So now, Mahu, now what's the question? Listen to the question. The severity with which this concept of Bedikat Chametz is being dealt with. Mi have kemekach ta'ut olo. Are these grounds to now undo the deal? You arrive there on the 14th at 5 o'clock in the afternoon of Pesach. Where are you going to go for Seder if you don't take the house? Right? But you say, Mekach Taut. Is it a Mekach Taut? Look at Rashi. He says, HaMekach Taut, Ve'im ba'a sochel lachzor, if you want to get out of the lease, Alida alilotav ve'lomar, lo kach sachar, this is not the grounds that I rented the house, Ve'im t'nai shalanu kayam, ma'o lachzor, can you get out of the lease? Or lo, or not. It's like a Toshwa, it's from a bright. I'm going to buy a buy quite a bit. It says, Lobby buy a bachelor, lawyer, have a agro batku. We are asking the question where in a places where people don't pay someone to come and do Bedikat Chametz. So it seems already in the time of the Gemara, there were certain people who would pay somebody to come and do Bedikat Chametz for them. Okay? I know when I was growing up, everybody built their own sukkahs. In the last 10 years, you've seen guys who are paying people to build sukkahs for them. It's become quite a common thing. A lot of youngsters make money out of that. They charge and they go and they put up sukkahs for people. So, and I thought it was quite, for me, it was quite a new phenomenon. But it appears from here that it's not a new phenomenon at all. The Gemara has already done the Gemara, people who would pay someone to come and do Bedikat Chametz for them. So I'm sure that that same person would pay someone to build their sukkah for them. Okay? So he says, Lo mi ba, it's not in Akashia. Ba'at should lo yahave agro batko. Why? Because you're going to do it yourself. So if you're going to do it yourself, look at Rashi, Lo mi ba, yahave agro la'achayri mu batko, for others to come and do it. And a call ish ve ish borek et beto, in a place where you don't pay someone, you do it yourself. Even there, you wouldn't say it's a mekach taut, says Rashi. Even in a case like that, you couldn't say it's a mekach taut. Why? You can't use that example, that excuse. The vadai, says Rashi, nichel inish le mevad mitzvah gufa. A person gets excited about the idea of using his body to do a mitzvah. V'inami have a yared lo badik lo have a menichel bekach. And therefore, that's not a good enough reason not to do this, because there's no question. On the contrary, if you knew that there was a bedik, you get excited that, I've got an extra mitzvah that I can do now myself and go to be a chametz. I would never want to get out of that lease. That's the mindset. What, Ara?
It looks like it was more common to pay somebody to do your bedikah.
You mean that he starts off with the Lomi Baya? That wouldn't be the case, right? So he says, Lomi Baya, right?
Nowadays, we do a Bedika after we've thoroughly cleaned the house for Pesach, right? So it's fair to assume there's not going to be anything there. So there's more of a ceremony. In those days, was it the case that you'd already cleaned your house for Pesach? Now you're just doing a final check. I think in those days, maybe people wouldn't have done, because they didn't have the same amount of food as we've got floating around our houses. So maybe then the Bedika was actually the king.
David, have you got a wine cellar?
And then houses were a lot smaller.
One second. Do you have a wine cellar full of barrels of wine, rows after row after row? I haven't. In the time we saw in the Mishnah, in the first Mishnah of the Masechta, that if your Shamus would go down into your wine cellar to get you a barrel of wine for your suda, and he might have taken food with him and dropped it there. So I don't think we're speaking about small houses here or poor people.
No. Maybe they were merchants in those days. I'm not sure. Well, I don't know.
Okay, let's go. Maybe. So now,
I don't think the mission is talking about a wine cellar. I think it's talking about a whiskey collection.
Whiskey collection. And that's definitely good. Just to check the chometz around the whiskey, eh? The whiskey's not chometz, yeah, we know. The whiskey is extra chometz, extra, out above the chometz, right? Okay. So he says, "Lo yavi inish afilu ba'atra," says Gemara. Even abayis, even in the place where you would pay somebody to yavi agro batku, he says, still. Now, what's the chidush over there? He says, because afilu ba'atra, look at Rashi, it's about the fourth line before it becomes wide. He says, the nahage kol b'nei ha'ir liskor bodkin, in the places where the whole town would rent people to come and do bedika, kolish by nipis in the house, the ikah ashtach kisron kis, now it's going to cost you money. When you rented the house before, and even the place where you weren't ready to pay, so we can say, okay, you're happy to do the mitzvah with your hands. But now I've got to go and rent somebody to pay. So now you cost me money, Mr. Landlord, or at least give me the money back. Right? Afilu hachi, says Rashi, I yade bet, if he had known yesterday, the Lord Barik, it wasn't a medika, and you have to rent somebody, lo avahadar bay, he still wouldn't go back on his lease. Why? The nichalev, etc. Look at back in the Gemara, the nichalev, inish lekuma mitzvah b'mamone. So either we're going to say it's nichalev lekuma begufe, even a place where it's the minag is not to do it begufe, it's even a mitzvah to do it b'mamone, therefore the simple answer would be no. If the house was baduk or becheska bedika, you discovered it wasn't bedika, it's not grounds at all to get out of the lease. Now look what Rashi says. And everybody, even though you aren't normally reading the Rashi, you have to read this line, please. The very first wide lines of Rashi. Selwyn's laughing as he's already read it. Right? V'hai deka hadar bay mishum ereli, says Rashi. Why is the guy trying to get out of the lease? The mishum mil tachrita, there's something else. He already found a nicer house. And now he's looking. He's digging to try and find excuses to break this lease. And it comes, the best that he can do is, you told me that it was a baduk house, I would have to bedikat chametz, now I've got to go and bring somebody to go and pay someone, I want to get out of the lease. Rashi says, forget it. Bedikat chametz, the mitzvah, either begufa, or bemoneh, is not a reason to get out of the lease. Okay, tnan hata, another mishnah. This again, I'm not sure why. This is a girl from a Mishnah in Lamed Aleph. There's a Rashi over here on Yud Aleph, I think. Rashi says over here, I don't understand the Rashi. He says, Garsina, and we say, Tnan Hatam Garsina, which is our Gemara, it's already been corrected to Rashi. He says, we learned in the Mishnah over there, Va'af al Gav de Bepirkinhi, even though it's in our Perek. I'm not sure what that means. I don't understand. I actually wrote a crystal mark over there. If anybody knows any notes, whatever, I didn't actually find anything. I don't understand what Rashi said, but yeah. Tnan Hatam, we learned in the Mishnah. You eat chometz. You eat chometz for the first 5 hours. The sorfin betchilat shesh, and you have to burn it at the beginning of the 6th hour. And look at Rashi over here. The sorfin betchilat shesh. The lo yamtin ad chilat sheva. Don't wait until the end of the 6th hour, and burn it. Shehu asur min haTorah. Lefisha Adam to'er b'sha'ah b'sha'ot. The two different gears, yeah. Rashi says, the two gears, right? Because we get confused. And that's Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir says, you can eat the first 5 hours and burn it at the beginning of the 6th. Don't wait till the 7th. Rabbi Yudah Omer, ochlin kol arba. Rabbi Yudah says, no. You can eat for the first 4 hours. And we pass an ochel akher, I think, right? Eat for the first 4 hours. V'tolin kol chamesh. And during the 5th hour, you can't eat it. You tole. What does it mean, tole? It's like suspended. Look at Rashi. Lo ochlin velo sof. You have to burn it. You know, can't eat it. Klomar ein tzarich lishav. You have to burn it. Umachil hu behem to kochamesh. You can feed it to your animals. You can get hana the whole fifth hour. Aval hu lo yocha. But he himself shouldn't eat it. V'sorfim betchilat shesh. But you burn it at the beginning of the 6th. Everybody agrees. Both of you may end up you would agree that burn at the beginning of the 6th hour. The question here is, can you eat during the 5th hour or not? Rabbi Meir said you can eat during the 5th hour, and Rabbi Yehuda says don't eat during the 5th hour. The 5th hour tole, give it to animals in other cases. The Gemara says like this: the kule alma miha chametz min shay shot lemal asur. He says it appears that everybody seems to agree that nonetheless from 6 hours on it's asur, because it's a machloket. Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Meir both agree. At the beginning of the 6th, burn it. Rakl for the 6 hours really asur. Don't wait till the end of 6 hours. Burn already 6 hours. They all agree from 6 hours is asur. I mean, now that's the Gemara. Where do you get that from? So I'm Rabbi Yetrei Krai Ketiv. Rabbi says, where? There are two psukim. Ketiv, the first pasuk says, this is in these psukim all in Shmot. They're one after the, not one after the other. Actually, the first pasuk that we're going to learn is the second pasuk. Right? It says, Shivat Yamim So'or Lo Yimatze Bevatechem. During 7 days, you can't have So'or. So'or, I don't think we discussed it much in the introduction to the Shir, but the difference between Chametz and So'or. So'or is what you call like an enabler, like yeast. Right? So'or is what helps make chometz. Okay, it's chometz itself, and it helps make chometz. So you can either have yeast, or you have, today people use like sourdough. You know what sourdough is? You like put sourdough into dough, and it also makes it like ferments it. It's an enabler. So that's So'or. Lo yimatzeh bevatechem. Right, shouldn't be in your houses. Ki kol ochel machmetzet. Anybody who eats something which has been machmetzet, chametz. V'nichreta ha-nefesh ahi me'adat Yisrael. He's exiled from the people of Israel. Bager uve'ezrach haaretz. Back to you, ger uve'ezrach haaretz. That's the first pasuk. Uchtiv, the second pasuk says, Shivat yamim matzot tochelu. For 7 days, eat matzah. So we've got, the first one is kol ef chametz. The second one says, eat matzah. Ach, b'yom harishon tashbitu sol batechem. And when we saw ach the other day, ach said chiluk. When we had the word ach, we had it the other day, and we said ach was chiluk. Come to distinguish something. He said, ach, b'yom harishon tashbitu sol. They said, for 7 days, eat matzah. But on the first day, tashbitu sol batechem. Tashbit, destroy the so'or from your houses. Ki kol ochel chametz v'chadach ha'nef shahim Yisrael mi yom harishon ad yom ha'shvi'i. Now what's the Torah telling us? On the seventh day to eat matzah, and on the first day of the 7 days to destroy the chametz? Doesn't make sense. So says Abaya, how does this work? He says, l'rabot arba asar lebiur. That pasuk which said, 7 days eat matzah, but on the first day destroy the chametz, is adding a day to the 7 days. He says, the day before the first day, you've got to destroy the chametz. And that is really the 14th. Right? Rabot asar. Look at Rashi over here. Ha-Ketzad Rabot, the Al-Korchach, he says, you've got no other way to say it. Otherwise, in Ha-Rishon, this, when the Pasuk says Ha-Rishon, the first day, Rishon Kodem Lechol Shiva Kamar. Talk about it, seven, a day before the 7 days. The Ha-Nu Arbas, which is the 14th day, the 14th of Pesach.
It says, but maybe not. Maybe you have an email, Rabot, Leile Chamishas Lebiur, that you can actually do Biru Chametz on the 15th at night. Well, then why, how would that work? Right, the Sagarach, what would be a thought? Sagarach Amina, Yamim Ketiv, Yamim Lelot Lo. When is there an Isur of the Bali Yerael and Bali Matzah having the Chometz your possession? Only during the day. And therefore, at night, on the 14th at night, there's no Isur. Look at Rashi, Amin Rabot Lele Chamishasar, Shlo Yam Tina Raboke, Vachikamar Ach Beknisat Yom Arishon, Miyat Tashpitu, Dimi Shivat Yamim Havi Amina, Yamim In Lelot Lo. The Isur is only to have the Chometz in our possession during the day. But at night, last night, there wasn't a problem. That's the Gemara says, Nah, Afilu Leilot, Kamashwan, Afilu Leilot, it's Asur as well. We'll carry on tomorrow.